This week, we answer a question about three similar sounding terms. Our listener, Suri, writes,
Hi.
I want to know the meaning of through, throughout, and go through. Hello, Suri. Let me begin by talking about through and throughout. Both can be used as prepositions or adverbs. Today, I will explain their uses as prepositions. Both words can relate to space or time depending on how they are used. I will talk about space first. Through means moving from one side or end to another side or end of something. For example, you can say the train went through the tunnel. That means it went in one side of the tunnel and out the other side. Through can also mean within a place or within a piece of land, air, or something else. For example, you can say, I walked through the park. That means you walked within the park. Throughout means in every part of a place or thing. You can say, there were pretty flowers throughout the park. That means every part of the park has pretty flowers. You can also say, people throughout the United States have wonderful accents. An easy way to think of the difference between through and throughout is this. Through generally suggests motion. Throughout generally describes a place or location. Now, let's think about how these words relate to time. Through suggests moving toward the completion or end of something. For example, the sale goes through the end of June means the sale will continue or last until the end of June. Throughout means during an entire situation or period of time. For example, we heard birds singing throughout the day means we heard them all day long. And finally, we turn to the term go through. Go through is a phrasal verb with several meanings, yet most are not related to the meanings of through and throughout. But there is one meaning that relates in a small way. To examine something carefully. I can say, I went through all of the papers and found what I was looking for. This meaning of go through suggests moving through something, in this case, the papers. For other meanings of go through, you can use an online dictionary such as the Merriam-Webster Learner's Dictionary. That's all for Ask a Teacher this week. I'm Alice Bryant.